Khalifa, and here's the news. There's much interest from the public and especially the business community in Governor Limanu Pletimonga's decision on two bills that were passed by the first regular session of the Fono. These are a bill to raise the excise tax on cigarettes and also repeal the 2% wage tax, as well as a bill that would increase the contribution rate of the American Samoa government and members of the American Samoa Government Employees Retirement Fund. It's been a few weeks since the bills were enrolled and sent to the governor for signing. Responding to KHJ News questions about the status of the bills, communications officer in the governor's office, Fiafia Sunia, said the governor and staff are working on recommendations on the bills before signing. He said Governor Limanu must exercise his full responsibility as governor, as stated in the Constitution. Each bill must undergo a high level of scrutiny to avoid any mistakes or corrections later. Governor Limanu said each bill will be weighed and considered in its totality before I sign. A veto option does not mean I should veto every bill, but I will take this opportunity to assist the bill. Each consideration, he said, should have the ability to promote good governance and also consider its longevity as it becomes public policy. The third repatriation flight on April 15th is the first bringing home dialysis patients. The COVID-19 task force says arrangements for the travelers requiring dialysis are being made with the U.S. Renal Care Hemodialysis, or HD. This will allow the travelers to obtain the treatment they need while undergoing pre-travel quarantine at the Hawaii Hotel. The four are among 220 passengers that are booked to fly on Hawaiian Air on April 15th, and they begin their quarantine in Hawaii tomorrow, Good Friday. Arrangements for dialysis during the American Samoa quarantine sector are still being finalized. The CEO of the Territorial Bank of American Samoa, Dave Buehler, says the bank is looking forward to the contributions in finance and accounting that its newly appointed chief financial officer brings. Ms. Danielle King, formerly CFO of Blue Sky, begins at TBAS on Monday. Buehler said as TBAS continues to grow and prosper, Ms. King's extensive experience will be a big plus for the bank. King replaces Nathaniel Clavell, a former economist for the Department of Commerce, as CFO of TBAS. Buehler stated, "We thank Nate Clavell for his time with us and wish him well as he pursues his other interests." From Apia, a television station which belongs to the Congregational Christian Church of Samoa, was allegedly raided by Samoa police this week. This is part of an investigation into an interview that the station aired where serious criminal allegations were leveled at a former deputy police commissioner. The allegations were made by a former police officer, by Paetele Ernest Young, in an interview on Now Sinasina, a current issues program that the television station runs. Paepaetele accused former Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Nafaitoa Talaimanuketi, of a number of serious misconduct during his time in the force. The allegations were not substantiated by any evidence during the program, which has since been removed from the station's webpage. Nafaitoa issued a public statement Tuesday in which he said he had laid a complaint with Samoa's police over the allegations the program made. He said the alleged matter had been investigated in the past and were found to have been without basis. The newspaper said police officers were seen at the John Williams building, housing the church headquarters and administration offices. No statement has been received from Commissioner Fuiavailili Igankal, who also was accused of being unprofessional by Paepaetele during his interview. The Vice Speaker, Nafaitoa, says he has instructed his lawyers to look at filing a defamation case against the station and its owners. And that's the news.